So, what do you think? My secret hiding spot's perfect, right? I mean, we've got a view of the whole city from here, and well, the pier's also visible, but if you squint, like, really, really hard. And thanks again for bringing those extra blankets up. Yeah, it definitely makes the back cozier. You know, this beat up truck needs all the help we can get, right? Okay, right, hold on. Don't trash it too much, alright? This is a precious family heirloom. Yeah, my mum passed this to me the minute I hit 16. You know, it might be old, but yeah, it holds a lot of memories. Jeez. Yes, this truck has always struggled to get up here. Yeah, well, at least she manages to eventually. Yeah, the first time I came up to this park, the truck stalled for like a good 5 minutes before we could get it going again. Oh, man. Oh. My mum was like cursing under her breath so much. Yeah, I mean, it almost made me feel bad about asking for a camping trip for my 10th birthday. Almost. I think I told you this before, but nature's always appealed to me. Yeah, even though my mother was a huge germaphobe, she still granted my childish wish of sleeping under the stars. She and I were cramped in this tiny tent with a clear flap, but ugh. Oh, it was perfect. Yeah. I remember we borrowed some books on constellations and we spent the whole night looking for them. And we were only able to spot a handful of them, but yeah, I remember them even now. Yeah, I've always been a star nerd, so what? You know, I'm gonna make you into one as well. Hey, you see those three little dots in a line up there? Yeah, I mean, I know it's a bit difficult to spot since the sun's still setting, but it's right there. And you can't see. Alright, come here. No, come here then. Come on, sit in front of me. Yes. Yeah. It does give me the perfect excuse to cuddle up, but it's nice, isn't it? We fit so perfectly together. Alright, give me a hand. Okay, so it's right there to left. Can you see it now? Yeah. Well, that is Orion's belt. And Orion was a mortal that befriended the goddess Artemis. And together they hunted, competed, and spent nights sharing stories of their adventures together. But Artemis's twin Apollo was insanely jealous of the relationship and devised a plan to separate them. So one night, Apollo sent a giant scorpion to kill Orion in his sleep. Through a premonition, Orion was able to wake up in time to face a scorpion. But it was much too powerful though, so he was forced to jump into the ocean to escape. And across the waters, Apollo called upon his sister and he fed her a most terrible lie. He told her that a man had attacked a forest priestess and was attempting to flee the scene. When she reached the shoreline, she spotted the small figure swimming on the horizon. So Artemis raised her bow and shot an arrow straight through Orion. And when she realised her mistake, she mourned for her friend and immortalised him in the sky. So he's now up there with his two faithful hounds, Canis Major and Canis Minor, on either side of him. Did I bore you with my stellar knowledge? Oh, I swore I heard you doze in there. I'm glad you're feeling so relaxed. Yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, actually, I want to see your face right now. Can you turn around for me? Yeah? Okay. Well, hey there, gorgeous. I just want to capture this moment and memorize it with my lips. Sometimes I can't believe that you're by my side. And I get to spend my time getting to know your beautiful soul. Yeah, I think I got the better end of this deal. But, you know, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. No, so, don't worry. I promise to never let you go. And what we have is just so uniquely ours, you know? I've never been so sure in my life. I know that I want to fill my hours with your laughter and love. Simply just sitting here with you just brings me so much joy. And as the sky darkens, I want to hold you closer and chase away the shadow of our whispers. And some days I want the time to fly by, but it's moments like this that remind me how precious life is. Hey. Thank you for showing me how things should be. I love you.